The Red House in Ripon is a retirement village with a difference. Featuring 59 one- and two-bedroomed apartments and cottages, it's offering residents in the local area the opportunity to make the most of their retirement. Located not far from the golf course on Palace Road in Ripon, the Red House turns all the preconceptions of what you might think retirement living is like on its head, with a generous sprinkling of luxury. I went to explore the properties to find out more and meet the team.
Hi, and my name's Hattie Bacon. I'm the Sales, Marketing and Operations Director for Enterprise Retirement Living.
My name is Dee Hall. I'm the Sales Manager for Enterprise Retirement Living.
You can live independently in a retirement community. You can have your own apartment, your own front door, but you've got facilities to share with other people, other like-minded people. So there's lounges and libraries, restaurants, allotment areas where you can enjoy your retirement with friends, but feel secure in an environment that is built for the purpose.
Because whilst staying in your own home and living independently is a great aspect to retirement, actually, I bet a lot of people find it quite lonely, and coming somewhere like the Red House would get rid of a lot of that loneliness.
It's anyone moving at any time of life is extremely stressful. In later life, when you're looking for your retirement, the decisions you make, obviously you can only make from the knowledge you have now, and most people are looking forward and try and future-proof their move as much as they possibly can. Moving into a retirement village, time and energy that you spend stressing about, oh my God, who will change my light bulb, all that is gone, all that's done for you. The one thing I will say, though, is privacy is a huge important thing to everybody. And most people we find from our other villages, most people are extremely respectful of that, so people aren't going in and out of each other's apartments. However, you've got beautiful lounges, library areas where you can meet and spend time with people, so you're not ever having to be on your own.
I know that even today, when the sun's out, there's a PIMS reception going on, which sounds, I mean, I'm a little bit gutted I'm not in the age of retirement, because I would love to have come along to that. Shall we have a little look round one of your show homes? So they are now open. The marketing suite is open for people to come and have a look and see what they could expect. Am I going the right way?
Yeah.
This particular unit is an apartment. So it's a conversion of an old stable block. So we've got vaulted ceilings with track lighting, and it's got a lovely barn-like feel. We've put in lots of features that appeal to the general public. Most people will like the finishes, but we held focus groups with some of our owners at Chester, and we engaged with them and asked them questions about what they would like. Things like, oh, the toilets are a little bit low, or we need the basin a bit higher, or can we have more drawers in the kitchen, floors in the wet rooms and the kitchen so they're anti-slip. So we've included all of those aspects at the Red House.
The doors are all wider, so all the doors to all the rooms and to the access points will accommodate a buggy or a wheelchair. Each apartment's got its own private alarm system, so in the bathrooms there's a pull cord, and in the hallway there's an actual alarm button. That alarm can also be worn as a lanyard or on a wristband, and 24 hours a day someone will be here on duty within minutes to respond to that call.
And I suppose even if you don't need it when you move in, there is a chance that in the next few years, or you know, next 10 years, you could need it. So to have it already there ready and waiting must be quite reassuring for people.
That goes back to when you make a move in later life, to try and future-proof, because as you say, now you may not need it, but going forward, and most people that move into a retirement village will say to you, that's it, we don't want to move again. It's important to make sure they do their research and come and visit as many properties as possible, actually, and then make that decision based on, you know, future-proofing their own needs, definitely. Yeah.
People can't see this because they're listening on the radio, but you have this image, don't you, of a retirement property, and it's not always the most modern and most trendy place. This completely goes against the grain. It isn't what I thought, you know, there's no big patterned carpets and, you know, whatever it is that I associate with it. This is beautiful, it is modern, it is airy, and it doesn't feel like you're in any sort of retirement village.
It's important, I think, to build homes that people want to live in. And just because you're getting older, it doesn't mean that you don't like contemporary finishes. In fact, it's a time of your life when you can treat yourself. You can have the handleless kitchen, the beige carpet, the warm walls. It's your time, so you've got to enjoy it. And why not have a house that you can entertain in, or an apartment that you can entertain in, and feel proud of it? Because it's not old-fashioned looking. They might look old on the outside because they're often old properties that we've converted, but inside they've got a beautiful, light, contemporary feel. We also have a hair and beauty salon, which is a very popular addition to the retirement village. The one in Chester is always booked every day. We have hairdressers coming from outside, and we also have therapists coming in doing massage, pedicure, manicure, that sort of thing. We have a bar, which is again very popular, and it's a not-for-profit, so gin and tonic will be £1.50.
Something. Oh, wow, like that. That's all right.
The lounge is just a nice room for reflection, really. And then the library has a whole wall of lit shelves with books that people can add to. They don't have to get rid of their books. If they don't want them in their own apartments, they can bring them with them.
The Red House in Ripon is now open for viewings, and if you or someone you know would like to get your hands on one of the 59 one- or two-bedroomed apartments or cottages, then my advice would be to act quick because they are stunning. You can find out more by searching online for the Red House Ripon.